Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't black. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Uh-huh. Allah.
Allah.
Uh-huh.
The creator.
Uh-huh.
I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
I'm going to start this off by definitely letting people know, praying for all those dealing with Hurricane Irma. I know that there are those who are dealing with the wildfires out west. Earthquake, Mexico, and also 9/11 marks, turned it into a holiday, but Patriots Day. You're listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 6, verse 37. M period, A period, N period, abbreviation, acronym, music, activism, news, blogtalkradio.com. For those who went there and went to Emax Radio, you can use the number of 646-478-0944 because I plan on getting into the 216-400. That's an odd number, followed by 216-209. Let me give you three disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So I have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, smartphone for info. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct. It's 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, just stay silent. You'll go back on hold, change your mind, press one or call back. Now, let me give you like a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music entertainment before I go to the phones. But sometimes I don't get a chance to do that. So anyway, number 10, debuting. HJS, Black Man's Army, Good for the Hood concert coming up on Saturday. More later. Number 9, the debut of the National Action Network, Landerhaven, Breakfast with Black House Sound. That'll be this coming at the Landerhaven Country Club this coming Saturday morning, which is a blessed thing. Number 8, moving up, EBT Music. Number 7, moving up, back up, Black Odyssey. Number 6, moving up, Ricky Rich, that Flexin' song. Number 5, the Black House Sounds open mic. More on that later on. If you need to know more about Black House Sounds, we'll go to Facebook first. There's a Sheriff Kilroy page. There's Joseph Motley, J.R., period, Joseph Motley Jr. on Facebook or on YouTube for Joseph Motley Jr. You can subscribe and see what's going on there as well. Now, where was I? Oh, I know. Number 4, Lava Flames first annual block party. More on that in just a little while. Number 3, debut in Ohio Hip Hop Awards. More on that in just a little while. This is the week for it. Debuting is the SEIU. That's Saturday barbecue. More on that in just a little while. And number 1, debut in the Browns game home opener with a knee. More on that in just a little while as well. So before I go to the phone lines and see what's on everybody's mind, I will let people know that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue, right off of Ivanhoe, 44110, between East 152nd, St. Clair intersection, Euclid Avenue. It is bus accessible, number 1, number 37, especially the one here, the Lakeshore passes by. But coming back from Lakeshore, the Severance, it passes by there as well. Also, if you choose to, voiceofradio.com, Mondays, 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, the main event featuring the Sheriff Larry Most, and then voiceofradio.com, like tomorrow, Tuesdays, 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. If I can, I'll give you just a brief, very brief, more like a minute and a half. Pull out the 10-foot step ladder. Common sense, because we'll be dealing with that tomorrow. We have some guests coming in dealing with, you know, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. In short, DACA, that you all have been hearing about that. Now, the DACA, American Immigration Policy, instituted in 2012 by the Obama administration, allowing individuals who arrived as a child illegally to receive renewable two-year period. It's like, you know, reinstatement in the country without deportation, and be able to receive a work permit. Nearly 800,000 individual people plus are affected as of, you know, 2017. President Trump decided to end DACA last week, the Dream Bill. But here's what's sad. You remove them from the workforce. It could cost our economy more than $400 billion over the next 10 years. Now, to lose the paychecks would dampen the U.S. economy from California to Florida. And California and Florida would be hardest hit. I think Texas as well. But why wouldn't they be hardest hit with the DACA? It's what people don't realize. 91% of DACA, that's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, 91% of them are employed. Now, House Speaker Paul Ryan, who is also conservative, GOP, he's from Wisconsin, and he said, wait a minute, this is not making the most sense. GOP Utah Senator Orrin Hatch was speaking out. Hatch said individuals who've entered our country unlawfully as children through no fault of their own and who built their lives here. Oh, yeah. On top of that, Ohio Governor John Kasich offered sanctuary on DACA citizens in Ohio and said they should be able to have permanent residency status and be able to contribute. And our governor did say Republican and Democrats can come together and should be able to solve this problem in less than 6 hours. Now, if we lose $400 billion, our current president should get a $400 billion presidential ass whooping. But that's enough on that. I'm going to go to 216-400. You're on live. How you doing out there? 206-400 going once.
Hello?
Going twice? Yeah. Oh, okay. How you doing?
Oh, doing fine, Mr. Porter. Just sitting here relaxing, listening to the show. Got my pen and paper to see what I can learn.
All right. Well, we appreciate that, and if you hold a line, we'll do our best to get into something for you.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. And I'm looking at a lot of the phone callers that I see right now, which means I'll make sure to get through things very fast because I want to get to the 216-209, 216-703. I'm looking at the 216-255 and the 216-820. So with that being said, maybe I should just start out and say that it was an interesting day on the past Saturday because the Soul of Cleveland Tour came through. A special welcome to new African-American administrators at CSU, Cleveland State University, from the Black Studies Program, Howard A. Mims African-American Cultural Center. And it was nice because I started it out from 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Got a chance at the meet and greet. It was nice, I mean, widow. And Howard A. Mims from the Black Studies Department who studied it. Wife, widow. Besides the bagels, water, coffee, lemonade, I had to ask them after hearing them speak because both of them spoke of how much their husbands did. I asked each one of them, hey, if your husbands were that, you know, busy on a schedule, how the hell did your marriage survive? I didn't use the word hell, but come on. And each one said they worked with their husbands and loved what their husbands did and respected it. So I guess it is about understanding and respect. Also, at the CSU meet and greet, I was informed that CSU will put out and distribute Black on Black Crime Incorporated hip-hop workshop flyers around the campus, courtesy of Dr. Michael Williams' replacement, Dr. Bynum. So sometimes it helps to get out. Then at noon, I joined Damon DeFreeze of the Aliana DeFreeze Let's Make a Change Foundation, where children will be taken. That's what he wants to have, fleet of buses and cars to be able to take children to and from school safely. So what happened to his daughter won't happen to anybody else. And I got a chance to help Jeff Schlecky, Litterbugs, as well as DJ Jack the Ripper, Ink Shorty the Model, to pick up trash at Lava Flame's first annual block party balloon release in honor of her mom. So, you know, I was there from noon to 2 p.m. to do that, help clean up trash. And I know that Lava Flame did get things started later on, but it's a blessing to go to be able to do things. And then I'll leave off with the fact that myself, Shakespeare, DJ Dollar Rock, we joined SEIU 1199. They had an excellent Meet the Candidates barbecue featuring Jeff Johnson, mayoral candidate, War for candidate, Gil Sparks, and quite a few other things. So that being said, you all don't want to hear me talk that much, I know. So let me go and see what I can do right now. And I'm going to go straight to 216-703. I hope I have not bored you out of your mind. How you doing
black
out there?
Black cow sound make real Cleveland music. Black cow sound make real Cleveland music. I love it. We all around
so
the charges. And it sounds so good, and the story is so well planned. How many years it took to get to this? Some people think, what is they doing? But a lot of people see what we're doing, and what we're doing is trying to uplift the community. Not just that, set a trend. And that trend is to make conscious music. You ain't got to cuss and fuss and contaminate your kid to what the standard position of life is right now. And if most people pay attention to that, it's about what you feed your children. So if you feed your children garbage, if you feed the youth garbage, then you expect garbage. And this is why garbage appear every day. And what I'm learning from making conscious music, I'm learning that if you keep trying to make a difference, you will get a lot of haters, but you will reach a lot of people as well that's understanding that it is a lot of garbage out here. And this radio station is one of the best radio stations that ever existed in my lifetime. Black Cow Sound make real Cleveland music. Black Cow Sound make real Cleveland music. Peace.
Peace, and I appreciate that. It's why my brother goes to hold on to the line before I get to the 216-255-216-820. This brings me to my next announcement, because God bless it, because Black House Sounds Open Mic will be off this Friday, as we pray for, of course, Black House Sounds Joe Legacy. Joseph Motley Jr. had a relative pass last week. And, you know, at the last open mic, to be able to have Black House Sounds perform, Carmen Classy Lee, DJ Dollar Rock was on hand, and so many others. And the church also lost its deacon. So a prayer goes out to Pastor Wiggins of Friends Fellowship Bible Church, right there in the Shandler Park building, 2190 is the suite, for the open mic and for the church services. Sundays, come through at 10 a.m., 44112 area code. Number 28 bus passes right by, and it's on the second floor. But, yeah, it was time to take a little bit off. Before I go back and do anything else, I just want to say that I appreciate everybody who has called in. And, you know, in looking at things and being very honest, got to throw out there that Kimberly F. Brown, Ward 1, you know, it's the primaries tomorrow. And she's done the Brown Report newspaper. Why? It's an activist paper. Cleaned up Imperial Avenue for almost 4 months to show the residents what you can do without city help. And the city said they were going to clean it up afterwards and kind of failed again. But that's a bad thing on their part. Domestic violence workshop. How do I know I was there? Front and center. Community and safety forums. Put up a street sign to honor the late state rep. Michael DuBose, fought for the taxpayers on two school levies, issue 107 and another issue, which is failing considerably, but it's not because she didn't try to warn you, along with a lot of other people in the city of Cleveland. Wait, had hip-hop performances at the exclusive BizQ in South Point Hospital, first candidate to turn in signatures early this year, and was validated in January. So if you're already doing the work as a council person for the past, we'll say, 7 years, then county, she's currently on the county board of mental disabilities, proven activist who stood up to the mayor and downtown interest. So Ward 1 Express, why wouldn't I throw support away? I'm just saying. With that being said, I'm going to put out there also that if you choose, MC Chill Radio airs Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. And Art McCoy's radio show airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM. When I give you little bits and pieces of information, feel free to tune in certain things for yourself. And let people know where you heard it from. So with that being said, I'm going to see what is going on with none other than this 216-255 that called in. Again, I'm going to see what's going on with this 216-255. How you doing out there?
I'm well. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. I'm doing excellent. Who am I talking to this evening?
Oh, this is Don. This is Don,
oh,
Brian.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey,
all right.
And my dog.
I got you. What's on your mind? Because, of course, like I told people earlier, special show coming up on Voice It tomorrow, where we're dealing with the issue of the DACA Dreamers and everything like that. But beforehand, how did it feel being out there yesterday and taking a knee in front of like 60,000 to 70,000 people in downtown Cleveland?
I think we were in the right place. I never got so many middle fingers than yesterday. And boy, people
gotcha.
Sure are angry about that. And you know, they don't understand it. They think that we're somehow dissing the country by not standing for the national anthem when this is a freedom. And if there's a grievance regarding national policy and city policy with police brutality and killing too many black people and racial profiling, then let's speak to the grievance. I mean, you know, instead of getting all mad. So those few that wanted to, you know, give you the middle finger, we don't need to have everyone understand and agree, because some of those people never will. But if we get the majority, and, you know, it's up to the white folks really to end racism. There's not a whole lot black folks can do about it. So being a white folk, I need to keep talking to my brothers and sisters that look like me about stopping the hate. So that's what we're going to do. And I like we all get together and do it together. That was beautiful. I appreciate being asked to join yesterday. We did get some coverage, even though the major news ignored us. But WKSU, public radio out of Kent State University, did cover it. And I think I posted it on your page for this event.
Yes,
for
you
the
did.
Radio show tonight. Good. And
I appreciate
that
very much.
Yeah, just that was wonderful. And what were your feelings about all that yesterday?
I thought it was necessary, and it was beautiful that so many people came out. And it was one of those things that I just am thankful that I'm around a lot of like-minded people. So that's like my major feeling on that, my brother.
Regarding tomorrow's show and the Dream, you know, DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, which is, you know, was rescinded by the Trump administration last week. We do have a dreamer that's going to come on the show tomorrow night with me. And I don't know if you got someone from Indivisible or not, but a woman named Patty, a dreamer, is going to join us tomorrow. I just got word 10 minutes ago that she's going to come and join us. So I was really pleased.
Oh, man, I am too. And I just want to thank you very much, because a lot of times you caused me to be a lot more aware than I would have been on certain issues. So with that being said, I thank you, Don.
Very good. Thank you. And we'll talk to you tomorrow night. I'll be listening right now, though. So I'm going to stay on with you. Okay.
I appreciate that. And thank you. And before I go to the 216-820 followed by 216-209, give me about, this is real easy, it's about 2.5 minutes. Because, you know, it's just a simple 20-foot step ladder for my soapbox. Because a lot of people, y'all say one man can't change anything, make a difference. Now, here's a true story. Man riding a pine, bench warmer, backup quarterback, 49ers San Francisco's Colin Kaepernick, stood tall by taking a knee during the Pledge of Allegiance. Afterwards, this quote, "I'm not going to stand and show pride in the flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. There's bodies in the street and people getting paid leave and getting away with murder. If they take football away, my endorsements from me, I know that I stood up for what's right," end quote. I remember losing my job since my brother asked me how did I feel somewhat about this. I remember that. I was Black on Black Crime Incorporated, vice president at the time, and I remember I got fired from the factory for a Cleveland Clinic protest when they were closing the hospital. Now, I didn't have to eat for a few months. No money. Mad, angry, because they fought my unemployment before I got it. Proud of self. Now, what are you willing to lose? I remember Muhammad Ali, remember he was stripped of his boxing title in jail when Elvis the Pelvis did almost the same thing. He was able to go out and make movies in the uniform, but different story. Anyway, Muhammad Ali couldn't kill anybody in Vietnam. What are you willing to lose? Now, one man affected a cause, caused the nation to think players on other teams taking these Browns players on a Monday night game, took a knee in prayer, about 12 of them. Now, Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams hasn't really stood up to Steve Loomis. But Calvin Williams said Steve Loomis didn't represent the viewpoint of all police officers. Why? Because Chief Williams said he's worked with the Browns organization, donating and assisting the Police Athletic League, the Children's Muni Athletic League in the city, I believe that's it, the Children's Muni Athletic League in Cleveland. So that's what the Browns have been doing. Now, the chief capped it off with law enforcement, and he said that the law enforcement took an oath to protect and serve, protect the rights of all citizens to express their views is protected by the First Amendment of our Constitution, no matter the issue. Our flags, an important symbol of our Constitution, country, and we as officers will continue to salute it. Cleveland Police strive for open line communication with citizens, athletes, and Browns fans alike. We are Cleveland. We stay together. We stand together. Now, the Division of Cleveland Police are in communications with the Browns organization. As in the past, we want to hear from players, fans, and citizens. We want to bridge the gap. That's what the police chief said. All over one knee, that led from Colin Kaepernick. 12 Browns players, police chief steps up finally to the union, all because of repercussions. And that's why Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Refuse Fascism, Now Indivisible Cleveland, Cleveland's for Public Transportation, Great Cleveland Immigrant Support Network System, Cop Block, Inner City Republican Movement, Melanated Media News, took a knee on the free stamp and outside the stadium. It's interesting, though. You had two separate mayoral candidates. Jeff Johnson stopped, acknowledged, kept going real fast. But big, bad, tough guy, mayoral candidate Zach Reed, passed by, true story, turned the other way as fast as he could, ran down the hill from the free stamp. I'm just saying. Anyway, I'm going to go to 216-820. You're probably upset because I took the knee, so I apologize to you in advance. How you doing out there?
Well, there's nothing wrong with taking a knee as long as you're giving it up to the creator. This here, Endo Dub, a.k.a. Mr. Powers, you know what I'm saying? I am calling to give a good recap on what happened this past Friday. This past Friday night at the open mic night, you know what I'm saying? We had a lot of unexpected surprises, you know what I'm saying? We had a praise dance from the one and only Carmen Classy Lee. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Powers also performed two Dynamite songs, as well as Black House Sound doing Thank You Jesus. You know what I mean? LB did the Lyrical Beast, but the craziest part that got me the most was when Sheriff Kilroy actually performed off the Kurt Angle metal beat. That's what killed me. You know what I mean? I mean, I hope he doesn't get upset that I'm exposing him on that. But hey, I mean, I got to call it like it was. You know what I mean? When I saw that, that was something that was undeniable, that could not be done. But the main reason why I'm calling, you know, I want all our viewers out there to know that, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to Black House Sound, Black House Sound makes real Cleveland music. And by doing that is you must log on to YouTube. All you have to do is type in Joseph Motley Jr. And when you type in Joseph Motley Jr., you will see all the music videos and all the new songs that you'll be hearing from on the upcoming CCR3 project. CCR1 is available as well as CCR2. You know what I mean? That also has other things that are coming up. We also have other events that will be coming soon, like a movie will be coming soon. And there are also a couple of other show dates that will be coming up for Black House Sound that we will keep you posted on for more information on that. But other than that, you know what I'm saying, much love to all of the Black House Sound members, especially the sheriff, you know what I'm saying, Brother Milligran, as well as the founder of Black House Sound, Joseph Motley Jr. And hopefully, man, you know what I mean, if the individual Al Porter here on the air, if he was to play a track or two that's Dynamite from there, you know what I'm saying, please, you know what I'm saying, by my man Joseph Motley Jr., I will love to appreciate that. And speaking of Joseph Motley Jr., Joe Legacy, please log on to YouTube and check out that No Limit What the Lord Will Do. Because I tell you right now, that song sends a message, and it also touches me as well as other folks in millions of ways that you couldn't even imagine. So, in conclusion, I want to say Black House Sound make real Cleveland music, and shouts out to all the Cleveland artists that are doing their thing, and I want you to keep on pushing, and do not stop you, because the devil is a liar, and keep God in your life. One love.
One love, man. I appreciate that message. And before I go to the 216-209 and 216-372, I just want to say, because, see, I get accused of not giving out any real information, so I'm going to do my very best right now. And let people know that this coming Thursday, September 14th, 12 noon, MC Building, Room 137, an Emoja Roundtable on Cleveland Politics, CSU Student Unity Forum engaging Richard Peary with a discussion about the historical and political interest of the Black community in Cleveland from the Carl Stokes administration to present. Richard Peary, who's a former reporter with the Call and Post and Plank Dealer, more than 38 years of experience as a journalist in Cleveland, I should let you know that it is free at 1899 Main Classroom Building, East 22nd. You can enter from Chester or Euclid Avenue. And also, I'm looking at things. This coming Saturday, September 16th, 2017, 12 noon to 4 p.m., Lillian Piles, who's a member of the Casting Society of America, she's having an Afrocentric Actors Workshop. She's a prestigious worldwide organization, the CSA, Casting Society of America, Excellence in Casting. Now, she's going to be speaking about moving through the ranks as a production coordinator on many popular films like Do the Right Thing, New Jack City, and Waiting to Inhale. She served as the assistant to producer and director Gordon Parks for Solomon Northup's Odyssey, and assistant coordinator for the film Panther. Some of the other films that she's cast include Spider-Man 3, The Soloist, The Land, and Criminal Activities, Antoine Fisher. And that's coming up this Saturday, September 16th, noon to 4 p.m. at the Howard A. Mims African American Cultural Center, Main Classroom Building, Rooms 135 and 137. If you want more information, you can contact 216-687-3655. Again, 1199 Main Classroom Building, East 22nd Street. And I should also throw out there while I'm on it that this Saturday, September 16th, noon to 2 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, HGS-ENT, Black Man's Army presents Good for the Hood. Artists can perform. Sheriff Kilroy will probably do Tribal War Cry. Open mic, Man in the Street. Al Porter, this is double duty. I'll be barbecuing, so that means free food at 14064 Euclid Avenue, 44112, Superfly Barbershop, as I go and see what's going on with this 216-209. They're probably mad because I'm going to be barbecuing, and they said, wait a minute, we want somebody else. So 216-209, hey, did I give you the bad news? What's happening?
Al Porter, it's never bad news when I hear from you or just hear you speak, brother. It's always good news. This is John from Black Odyssey.
How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm great, man. I'm great. I just want to say I apologize for missing last week. You know what I'm saying? I always go back and I chime in on the rebroadcast, man. And you know what I'm saying? It's always something good going on the program. And I get a little upset when I can't catch it sometimes. So I just want to say that, you know, shout out to everybody who called in last week, this week, the weeks before that, and the weeks in the future, because this is a necessary program and platform. And, you know, shout out to all the callers. And you spoke on something earlier in the program about sacrifice. What are you willing to give up? And, you know, sometimes it's not always about what you're willing to give up. It's what you're willing to change to and evolve to as well. You know, sometimes you might have to take a different step into a different lane to fuel one thing. You know, sometimes the left hand don't know what the right hand doing on purpose because God made it that way. You know, and that's sometimes right. Part of sacrifice as well. You know, everybody has to sacrifice it. And if you don't, one way or another, you will. So if you're doing something wrong, eventually, you know what I'm saying, you're going to have to sacrifice from the loss of what you was doing wrong. And if you was doing right by sacrifice, you're going to have to reap reward of the sacrifice. I don't want to get all off into that too much, but I just had to drop that jewel for those who are listening, you know what I'm saying, because God is a wonderful God, you know, and he's a big blessing God. So, you know, I'm only speaking from experience. So we got Black Odyssey Films has a lot coming up. We have a video dropping by Max Spitt real soon called Freestyle Falling. That'll be real soon. Okay. I'm in the process of doing that. We got a movie trailer from Goldie coming up, and also an interview from Goldie coming up. And later on down the line this year, we're going to have a movie from Goldie called Loyalty. So just a few things that I'm just dropping little leaks here and there. And within the next week or two, I'm going to have Goldie come call in and explain, you know, a little bit more about the movie and the movie trailer as time progresses and everything like that. I'm going to try to get Max Spick to call in as well because, you know, he's a part of that process with him and Tay Wall with the song Truly Artist, been playing on 107.9. So shout out to Max Spick and Tay Wall. Shout out to Blackout Sounds because every time I call in on the program or chime into the rebroadcast, I'm always hearing great news about them brothers, man, and y'all keep Cleveland looking good. You know, I seen the stuff online about Lava Flame, so shout out to her too as well. So I like to see people doing good and, you know what I'm saying, and being respected as well. So, you know, when you have respectable things coming out your mouth, I mean, it's all love for me, you know. So as long as you ain't out here riding on autotone talking about take these drugs and do these drugs and kill yourself, you know, I'm all for it. You know,
appreciate you.
Oh, man, for those who didn't like that comment, they can take it however they like it, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm just saying it like that. So, you know, for all the people that want to check out some Black Odyssey film work, some Black Odyssey music, you can start by going to BLAQODESSYTV, that's on YouTube, and follow the same Black Odyssey on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and every major networking site out there. You're going to find Black Odyssey out there. And thank you for just being the person that you are, Al, because, you know, enough can't be said for what you are and who you are in this city.
Appreciate that, brother, and thank you for calling in as usual. And just continue to hold the line so we can see what we can get into. And thank you.
You're welcome.
No problem. And we have a couple more phone callers. I'm looking at 216-372, 216-203, and the 14381. And I want to let people know, a knight and a nun in the Middle East. Our Journey to Palestine, Jeff Abood and Paulette Schroeder tell of their recent trip to Palestine, the work being done to help the Palestinian people and what life is like for them, with a special remembrance of the 35th anniversary of the massacre at Sabra and Shatila, Lebanon. Sir Jeff Abood was knighted by the Vatican and serves on the board of the Bethlehem Caritas Baby Hospital Foundation and is active in the local Interfaith Council for Peace in the Middle East. Sister Paulette Schroeder serves with the Project Peace, Imagining a World Without War. That will happen next Monday, September 18th at 7 p.m. at Pilgrim Church, 2592 West 14th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, free and open to the public. And before I go and let anybody know anything else, Ohio Hip Hop Awards, Sunday, 2017, Tri-C Metro Auditorium. That's at 2900 Community College Auditorium. That's 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Cleveland, Ohio, 44115. Red carpet is at 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Now, this Thursday, September 14th, Tri-C Courtyard at Cookout, 4th Annual Hip Hop Homecoming Concert. And kickoff is at 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Free food, CGS and King's Ale, and more will perform. I just call their names because they've been on the Hip Hop Workshop radio show. And then September 14th and 15th, Tri-C events are free. For more information, though, on all the different events, you can go to the Ohio Hip Hop Awards on Facebook or their website. So that's just my way of getting a couple things out the way so that at least I could say, hey, I've done a little bit of my job and at least said some things that might be going on out there. So with that being said, let me go and see what's going on with the 216-372 phone number. What's going on out there?
Well, hi, Al. This is Gail Sparks. How are you doing today, this evening?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Are you the same one who's running for City Council Ward 4 with a slogan that one time said, build up Ward 4, not downtown?
Oh, yes, and that slogan still stands. It still stands,
okay.
And of course, you know, I've always said, and I stick to my words, which is jobs and wages and transportation and housing and public safety. They're all our issues in our ward. And I remember coming straight off the hot press and onto your show with my first platform. And we are still on that, staying fast and pushing it all the way to the end. Thank you for your support.
You're one of the candidates that I definitely had to endorse for that ward just because a couple of things that you had said I thought was very, very interesting, which was if the city is only going to create construction jobs, which our residents can't get in jobs as waiters, hotel maids, and retail clerks for the rest of us, then we need to insist that workers earn a living wage of $15 an hour, starting with an initial increase to $12. I appreciate the fact that you let people know up front. You're not siding with downtown. You're siding with the people. You oppose heavily subsidized development of the West Side and gentrification here and fighting to provide job training for ex-offenders and at-risk youth. So there are quite a few things that just drew me to you, especially better public schools and so forth. So go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we cannot just keep continuing spending money downtown. And, of course, I'm against corporate welfare, and that's giving all of our tax dollars to billionaires who does not need our help. We need help in the community. We have seniors who can't even get their homes fixed, and their homes are paid for, and they've paid taxes all their lives. I've met Jewels in our community that's been in their homes for 70 years, and they can't even get assistance. We have to stop this. We have to stop this down spiral fall. We have to start changing, bringing in our young leaders. And the only time I look down on a sister and brother is when I'm trying to bring them up with me. And so with that being said, we have to also educate each and every one, each one reach one, each one teach one. So we're not going to leave anybody behind. And this is what I stand for, public transportation. I think our young men and women have to get out of these communities so that they can get good jobs, so that they can go to job trainings. And we need to also bring them into our communities. So there is so much work to be done, and I'm looking forward to doing that work.
Well, how can people vote for you and at least get behind your movement?
Well, of course, you know, early voting starts tomorrow. Well, it started in August, but last day to make your voice be known is tomorrow, and it starts early. It's 6 o'clock on September 12th. And polls will be open at least till 7:30. We need you to get out. If you need a ride, you need to call us. My number is 216. I'll make that public, 372-3828, so we can get you to those polls because your voice matters. Our community matters. Everything matters at the local level. So we have to get out and drive this boat home. Push out the old, bring in the new.
I want to say thank you very much for taking the time to call in. Definitely we expect the very best for you for Ward 4, and just thank you for at least you came in strong with your platform, and every time I've heard you, no matter where, it's been the same, and I thank you for pushing out.
Well, thank you for providing that platform for me, Al, and I look forward to working with you in the future.
Likewise, and hey, feel free to hold on to the line, and definitely wish your family well. May you all be blessed.
Thank you, and you as well.
No problem. And before I go to the next phone caller, I will say that I found it very interesting. Last thing was, on our platform, Cleveland Clinic, helping to eradicate the traditionally black communities on the east side rather than assist homeowners with failing roofs or collapsing porches. They've intentionally let houses deteriorate so they can tear down these properties for use by developers downtown. So with that being said, that's her main thing and part of it. And I'm just thankful. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do, though, and that is move on through and get some more phone callers on, if I can, at 216-203. How you doing out there?
Hey, how you doing, Al?
I'm doing well.
Hello.
And you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yes,
I'm good.
You hear me?
I hear you. I'm sorry. I'm calling up from work, you know, doing my little security thing. Just thought I'd call in and listen to the station and see all the and feed off the positivity that's going on here.
I got you. And again, who am I talking to this evening?
Angel.
There we go.
We have met at the open mic over at the church.
All right. So now that we are talking like this on this program, now I have to invite you in on a Tuesday so you can come down to voiceandradio.com and we play a few of your songs, talk about your history and your movement and all of that. So I'm going to put it out here like this because you had some nice lyrics on a lot of your songs that I heard. And how long you been doing what you're doing?
It's been in and out for since I was 13 years old. Yeah, it's been. Yeah. I was that kid back, you know, back in the days when people were still doing house parties and the turntables was going on, and I used to sneak on DJ equipment and go ahead and pop the needle on and go ahead and just try to sneak in some songs and listen to a lot of music. So I was quite blessed at a young age being around people from New York and them bringing that type of feel down to Cleveland and stuff. So yeah, I was blessed.
Gotcha. I feel you. And I'm going to ask you right now, how can people follow and join your movement and all that? What's your social information, man?
Well, they can find me. I don't go by no special name. I go by, you know, Angel Ortiz. They can find me on Facebook as Angel Ortiz or SoundCloud as Salute 100 or my fan page, Eclectic Crew. Because, yeah, what Eclectic Crew stands for is embracing being different and embracing the positivity and not just being bound by the things that's all around you, that you could be someone, you can be yourself, and it's okay to be yourself. You don't have to be like everybody else. If you want to make a change, make a change. Because that's what it matters at the end of the day, is bringing a positive to people's lives instead of eradicating the toxic negativity.
Wow. Hey, I want to say I thank you very much for calling in and making your introduction like that. And, hey, for those people who are out there listening, you can feel free to send music in to emaxxradio@gmail.com. That's the email. That's emaxradio@gmail. We make it real easy for people. So it can be played on a Monday night and throughout the week on other shows. So I just want to say I thank you for calling in.
Thank you, amigo. Thank you.
No problem. I promise we will start playing some of your music in the future. And look forward to hearing back from you whenever something's on your mind. Feel free to do that and call in and just listen. We'll do that too. Thank you, brother.
All right, Amico. Thank you for your time. Greatly appreciate it. Everybody out there and their families, have a blessed one. Have a blessed night.
No problem. And likewise. And, you know, I'm appreciating this show right now because now I have to take a little bit of a trip. I do. I've got to go to the 314 area code, which is followed by 381. So let's see what's going on with the 314 area code. What's going on out there?
How you doing, Al?
I'm doing well. What about yourself?
I'm doing fine. I was looking at the information you had on your subtitle, and you had mentioned about DACA. And I was wondering if you had spoke about that. Yeah,
I had spoke about it, but if you can give in your opinion or what you think on somewhat.
Well, I agree with the administration. Anyone that's in this country illegal need to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people are making reference to children. You know, during the Obama administration, there was busloads of children that was brought up out of Nicaragua, Honduras, and I believe Guatemala. And, you know, the government gives those governments hundreds of millions of dollars to address their problems with crime and so forth. Some of those cities, some of those states may only have as many as six or eight million people. You know, El Salvador only got 6.2 million, and they receive $120 million. And that's something that probably goes on year after year. So if the reason that they're using to say that what people want to flee the country, well, they're getting money. The government is getting money to address those problems. Another thing, why come they don't stop off in Mexico? There's a more affirmation to their culture and lifestyle in Mexico than the United States. I think that this government, when you have immigrants here on work visas, when those work visas expire, they should be sent back home. I think they need to train Americans for those jobs. And also, you're looking at your prison population. Let's train those prisoners so that they can become productive citizens and begin to carry their own weight. So, no, I agree with the Trump administration, or should I say the issues that he put forth in his campaign, that these individuals that's here illegally and also under these different pretenses, because you always hear these bleeding heart stories when these come around. You got these demonstrations that's going on. Some of these demonstrators are displaying signs, say if you build a wall, we're going to tear it down. There's been violence associated with their demonstration, with either the destruction of property, burning of cars, trash cans, and so on and so on and so on. So,
and there's enough coming up from both sides. I would like to add on that is that there is enough from especially both sides on that. Although I do know one thing, and that is if the deferred action for the childhood arrivals, I believe that at the time that when it was placed in position in 2012, the main administration now, the way I look at it is you have to be looking at monetary costs. And I do know that for at least 800,000 individuals who would be affected, I am looking at the fact that the cost could upswing about $400 billion in a 10-year period, especially if you have 91% who are definitely employed. Now, you do have a large Latino population behind bars, just like others, but unfortunately,
you got over 350,000 illegals in prisons that the United States citizens are paying for. And
I think that when it comes to that too, before I go to the next phone call, before I get too far into that and get to the next phone callers. My thing is, when I look at it, and I look at Paul Ryan, who is looking at everything from Wisconsin, or Utah Senator Orrin Hatch, or even old Governor Kasich, I do believe that the privatized prisons also add into it and negatively affects everyone all the way across the board. Although,
well, if you
I
had
can
something
respect
to do
your opinion
for
on
your
that.
Your young people, they wouldn't end up have to be put in these private prisons. And
I'm into that.
Yeah, you got 800,000. How many African American males do we have in prisons? You got
majority.
A large population. Yes. So they need to be given opportunities to take these people's places.
Yes, they do.
Not United States citizens. All right, let's get to the next call. Maybe next time we'll talk about monuments.
No, we will. You can always call in earlier because you are right in that. I just wish that there was, quote unquote, the job training that's supposed to go through hasn't gone through yet, and it's almost no guarantee. It's kind of like the Q deal when they say, well, we'll give you so many extra for a rec center or so many black contractors or others, and then you don't have a number pinned in, and you pass by, and it might say a black contractor, but it's not really one. So it's a very deep subject, but I appreciate you calling in with your opinion on
Thank
that.
You.
No problem. Thank you. And before I do anything else, I'm going to move through to the 216-406 phone number. How you doing out there?
Well, this is I Am a Superwoman of the I Am a Superwoman radio network, and I'm doing great. I am doing absolutely great. Okay. So before I went out of time, tell Mama Porter that I said hello and I love her.
Mm-hmm. I sure will make sure of that one. Keep going.
Okay, real quick. I just wanted to talk about real quick to let your listeners know that Cassandra McDonald, she had ran for state rep for District 8 last year. Unfortunately, she didn't win the position, but she has not stopped the fight. She is now in the process and needs support with creating, formulating the NAACP chapter in Euclid, Ohio. We all know what's going on in Euclid. We've all seen it, we've heard it, or experienced it personally. And I feel that it's very important that we back her to be a force, to be a visible and vocal force in Euclid, Ohio. I discovered during my research that there has never been a chapter of the NAACP in the Euclid area. So if there's ever going to be a time that we need for it to be, the time is now. The membership is $25. There's going to be a meeting on October the 4th at 5:30 at the South Euclid Lyndhurst Library. That's on South Green Road. All are invited. And come out and support yourself. It's not about supporting Cassandra. It's about supporting ourselves. Well, now.
Oh, man. I appreciate that. And is there any other information you'd like to leave, like for yourself?
Yes. My show, my network is actually now 7 days a week, because I am now on the Healing Keys Network out of Orlando, Florida, which has put me in a position to attract at least a minimum of another 160 countries. I am a Superwoman Radio. You can find me on Facebook Live. You can hit me up at www.spreaker.com/user/ I Am a Superwoman Radio. Get the mobile app. Go to Spreaker.com. Get the mobile app, and you can ride with the I Am a Superwoman 24/7. That's where I'm at, and that's what I do, and I'm sticking to it.
Thank you so much for your phone call. I do appreciate it, and I'll tell you what we will do. If you'll hold a line, I'll finish up a track that I started so they can't pitch me right off the air, and then I'll come back and finish up the rest of the program. So thank you very much.
I appreciate your help.
Oh, no problem. And like I said, I've done the other, so we're going to come back to this song already in progress.
Here's the truth, current mayor. He didn't care about you. He supported the speedlight camera. Here's the truth, here's the thoughts profound. All Maple Heights boards voted him down. Maple Heights faces fiscal emergency. The current mayor, too blind to see. He blamed Casey,
governor.
He blamed Yokes,
auditor.
It's time for Larry to give up his hope. It's Pop said, time for Black Queen. And that M. Blackwell steps on the scene. And that M. Blackwell, candidate for mayor. Soon to be Maple Heights lifesaver. You deserve better. We deserve better. And that M. Blackwell, a real go-getter.
Hope for your rights. Take hope for your life. Hold on. Hope for your rights. Take hold of your life. Your life.
Collectively, we can get it done. Let's explore where Annette comes from. 18-year resident of Maple Heights, so she understands their plight. Change is no option, it's necessity. She chaired a successful school levy in 2012, the city of Maple Heights. In other words, you know she got it right. Mayor appointed 2011, reviewed the charter of where she's living. Commercial property, tax analyst, so you know she knows her business. Maple Heights residents, what will you do? And then in Blackwell, ask to serve you. Vote for real change on September 8th. And then in Blackwell, Democrat for mayor. Urgent issue, senior, city service, economic development, community reinvestment, environment. And then Blackwell for mayor at Outlook.com.
And as I leave off from this program, you know, being who I am and knowing that I'm a conservative party, because it was Abraham Lincoln, the whole slavery thing, that was one of the reasons why he passed. But at the same time, there's certain conservative doctrines that I can see myself following through and falling in line with. One of the reasons that I do back Casey, just certain common sense things, especially if a person calls himself quote unquote Christian and Christian values, there's law and order, and then there's common sense. And when I look at things recently, I'm just going to go through Ohio. When I have a Mexican mother of four who's deported to Mexico, despite Butler County's Mayor Bill Trillo being a major church contributor, four children, you're U.S. born, but when you have her sent back, leaving four children on us in the Archdiocese of Cincinnati, Ohio, they worked hard, saying her deportation won't serve the Trump administration's immigration goals of public safety and removing criminal elements. That didn't apply there. It just didn't. As well as, you know, with Kasich made sense. We have enough freaking broken families in the country. Now we're hunting them down and shipping them out, breaking up families, scaring kids, end quote. And what about Beatrice Morelos, Casillas, 37, in Painesville? Gave about four children, I believe, which I think is that the U.S. deported her as well into the dangerous drug lands of Mexico, which the caller made sense. He talked about they should be dealing with their own, just like America should deal with its own. But sometimes, a lot of times, we add more into things instead of making it better. And besides that, if I go through Willard, Ohio, I think it was Jesus Laura Lopez, who was never on food stamps, welfare, paid taxes, no unemployment, no public houses, American wife, four U.S. babies, still over here. That's interesting. And looking at what the caller did say, they should handle it, but they don't. So you throw somebody back in the vicious drug gangs ruling in the town, like, I will say, Nuevo Laredo. That's just simple facts. That's what causes things to say, wait a minute, is there a better way to do things? Because if you don't look at a better way to do things, then we still have the same problems that we have in inner city, which has some of nothing to do with certain jobs, because there's certain jobs that I know that there were people around me who just wouldn't work them. As I leave out, definitely say that I was very proud that last Thursday at the community forum with Pastor Lamont at Elam Church, Amer Avenue, which is off of East 105 Manning Street, introduced Ward 9's council candidate Randy Willips during the Robert Kylo 10-point speech, where, you know, Kim Snyder, Hug Lady was there, Hug Ministries, Sergeant Major Stokes from Black Man's Army, Craig Sams. And I just wanted to say that when it looks at things for mayoral, whether folks like it or not, it's nice to see somebody who wants to restore not only the fire, EMS, and police, but says out there as soon as they get in, the $1 million Mayor Jackson announced he would pay for an outside agency to analyze crime would reinvest it here in the city. Carlos would like to eliminate the $2.3 million that we're still spending on the dirt bike track. A lot of candidates got on that one, and that's a good one. And also to implement a Clevelandized version of the 10-point coalition, which if you ever look at the 10-point coalition and look at what it's done in Indianapolis and Boston, it goes out there and lets people know, hey, we call on the clergy to take care of their own community, as well as citizens in the community, activist groups, not everything just on the police force, because the best way to look out for your own neighborhood is your damn self. How can you complain about somebody else coming in and killing you if you're watching out for your own neighborhood? That's one of the reasons why I do what I do. And also, I want to point out there that my brother Randy Willis, he's running in the primary for at least Ward 9. One of the things that he throws out there, and I respect Councilman Conwell, but when Randy Willis gave out, instead of flyers for himself, almost booklets so that people would know what government's job is. And at the time when Conwell was the head of the Public Safety Committee, when 137 shots happened and didn't do anything then, he asked the question, what would you do now, especially if you have people who say they didn't read DeWine's investigation of the 13 police officers and more. I just want to give credit to Brother Randy Willis for at least getting out there to let people know what's going on. And if people don't know about what a council person is supposed to do, make sure that they understand and overstand that they're the legislative branch of the city of Cleveland. So they serve the city's citizens by monitoring the departments, approving budgets, and enacting legislation to improve the quality of life in an effective, responsible way. They work to at least ensure citizens have access to all city services and to roles in their duties, draft and enact legislation, and to act as an ombudsman for their constituents. If they're not going to do that, do you really need to put in somebody who hasn't done that for you before? Just saying. Thank you very much for at least tuning in. Get up off your behinds and vote. Talk to you soon. Peace.